Righto, from JMA Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning. Synlait's a sad old story.
Yeah, look, we've got lots of company reports to think about and review in the US, but I'm going to bring it back home this morning because the Synlait milk price took a bit of a tumble yesterday. By a bit of a tumble, I mean a 27.1% fall on the day, which is a pretty significant fall, so maybe a bit of a tumble is a bit of a euphemism. Look, Synlait Milk is a milk production company. In particular, it produces infant milk formula. Now, early in the day yesterday, Synlait Milk advised the NZX that it was updating its guidance for the 2023 financial year. Now, the previous guidance was that net profit after tax would fall in a range of 15 to 25 million. This has been changed to a guidance of minus 5, as in loss, to plus 5 million. So that is a material change in the outcome. It's being attributed to reduced demand for packaged infant milk formula and base powder. And we're talking here, you know, the root cause here is this Chinese demand going south, and we've talked about the birth rate falling. Now, this reduced demand comes mostly from one of Synlait's customers who are not named, but they are referring to A2 Milk, which is their key customer. So guidance has moved by 20 million bucks, 16.5 of that is being attributed to the reduced demand. Now, it got more interesting yesterday because A2 Milk also issued an announcement on the NZX, and they noted that the Synlait announcement indirectly refers to A2, and they wanted to clarify the position. They are basically saying that they're not sure that their reduced demand fully explains the reduction in Synlait profit, and without getting into a whole lot of technical detail, it looks like a fair bit has happened since the previous Synlait guidance in March. Now, A2 Milk has lowered its total forecast production needs for English label consumer packaged infant milk formula, and that's due to a couple of things. They've got this reduced demand in the Daigou channel, but they're also saying that there were some orders to Synlait that were delayed. They all got then all arrived at once, and that's given them an inventory supply problem. They're also saying it looks like some of the demand may have shifted to later in the year. Look, Synlait does have a new international customer in the wings. We don't know a lot about it yet, but this whole outcome is going to put them under a bit of pressure. They've had to renegotiate their banking covenants. Debt levels are a factor here. At this stage, they're not looking at raising more equity, but you've got plenty of uncertainty here, so the share price move reflects that. A2 Milk share price also fell 5.5%. It's a much bigger company than Synlait. Mike, pretty challenging times for both companies, and given that they have a very close commercial relationship, they'll need plenty of dialogue at the moment, and sort of some of that played out in public yesterday, which was, interesting.
Yeah, exactly. And dairy generally is a fairly interesting story as well at the moment. Correct. Now, isn't this ongoing battle between us and the big red land to the left of us, who's winning on inflation?
Well, it's pretty even race, actually, but it's actually the ongoing impact of that, I suppose, because inflation has fallen across the Tasman. It's fallen to 7% in Australia. New Zealand CPI is 6.7%, remember. Over in Aussie, they've got an easing in price pressures for food, clothing and housing construction. Their food price inflation nowhere near as high as here in New Zealand. The quarterly CPI number is 1.4%. Now, the Reserve Bank of Australia prefer a slightly different measure from the headline CPI. They prefer to look at what's called the trimmed mean, which is running at 6.5%. That was expected to be 6.7, so it's actually come in under expectation. Slightly different calculation, less focus on sort of outlier moves. They have got some similarities with their inflation. Their goods inflation is falling, but service inflation is going up, similar to New Zealand. Look, even though the headline number was higher, that move in the RBA, sort of the number that the RBA likes to look at, analyst response has been to suggest the RBA cash rate will stay put at 3.6% in May. Now, quite a lot lower than ours, isn't it? They still have a domestic inflation issue, so I think a move to 3.85 at some stage is quite possible. But yes, you have got this interesting feature, haven't you, that their inflation rate, same as ours, but their OCR is much lower. And I can only put that down to things like wage inflation. They don't have the same level of wage inflation. And also their inflation expectations are lower than ours.
All right, good stuff. What are the numbers?
Yeah, just very quickly, Microsoft and Alphabet, the core business is going well. Microsoft shares up 7.8%, so a bit more resilient than they thought. Dow Jones, 33,329. It's actually down 200 points, 0.6%. The S&P 500, 4062, down about 0.25%, but the Nasdaq is up 11,871, 0.62% up. The FTSE 100 over there, they were down just under 0.5% yesterday, 7852. The Nikkei down 0.7%, 28416 to close. Shanghai Composite relatively unchanged, 3264. The Aussie share market yesterday also just down small, 7316 was the close there, but we lost 0.75% on the NZX 50, 11,934. Kiwi against the US, 0.6119. Against the Aussie, 0.9268. Against the Euro, 0.5545. Your turmeric latte is going to cost a little bit more, Mike, because we're weakening against the pound, 0.4909. Those bills are going to look a bit uglier. 81.53 against the yen. Gold, $1,988.50. And Brent crude, $79.59.
You're flying direct?
Yep. 17 hours in the plane tonight, Mike.
Oh, it's thank God to you're rich and you can fly up the front. Well done. You have a good time and stay in touch with us. Nice to see you. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwell.co.nz.